some of the reference in the song, Joel, is, I think, to your father's and maybe your grandfather's beliefs, too. As a Quaker, I don't tend to use the word the Lord a lot. I refer to the light and the seed and the spirit. Those are more common words for me. Not that I can't say Lord, and Quakers, since we don't have a defined theology that people have to buy into, people express it with whatever metaphors work best for them. How do you relate to the metaphors that you got from your father? And again, this coming from Sicily, I'm thinking Catholicism. What's native for you? What resonates with you? What doesn't resonate?
Exactly right, Mark. That reference to the Lord is a reference to my grandfather's and father's religion. Sicily, of course, was a Muslim island until the Pope sent the Normans to invade to make it Catholic, and then, of course, the Spanish in their wake. And Catholicism, of course, is throughout Sicily. And in a sense, when I traveled to Sicily, to my grandparents' village, which I was able to do in the last 8 months of my dad's life, to take him back to my grandparents' village, I was amazed by all of the olive trees. And I thought, there's something in that, because olives, of course, on the tree, not anything you would want to eat, certainly not drink or, or cook your food in, let me tell you. But it, to me, is a metaphor, something about the spirituality of music and maintaining a spiritual focus in this life, that the suffering we go through is much like the process by which olive oil is created. There is this transformative, that I had no idea, of course, that my dad was in the final months of his life, but in the wake of all that, there is something about that process, and I really feel that going through my dad's passing and the music that resulted from it is kind of something that I am left with, and it is something spiritual. And of course, there is a nod to my father's faith in the song, as well as to a doubt about the religion and afterlife, and how can we know on earth. And so the song raises some questions and also provides no answers. But that, of course, is the beautiful part of this journey, is we aren't given any answers necessarily other than the ones we find by listening to the voices, both of musicians, friends, and even the beautiful nature out here in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.